Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Batten, and here's what's happening. After 8 days of deliberations, jurors in the federal hate crime trial of former Bordentown Police Chief Frank Nucera could not agree on a verdict on the two most serious counts. The judge declared a mistrial, but the case isn't over. The panel ended deadlocked over a hate crime assault charge and a civil rights violation stemming from the 2016 arrest of a handcuffed black teenager in which Nucera was accused of slamming the teen's head into a door jamb. Earlier in the week, the jury found him guilty of lying to the FBI about the incident. Defense lawyer Rocco Ciparone spoke up for his client.
I'm glad that the jury, at a minimum, was deadlocked on the two most serious counts. I think there's ample reasonable doubt, but, you know, for now, we're happy with a mistrial. I think that's, in some sense, a victory for the defense. It shows that, you know, after talking about this for 8 days, certainly a number of the jurors still had a reasonable doubt.
Sentencing on the one guilty count is set for early February. Judge Robert Kugler could give Nucera up to 5 years in prison. The feds have a month to decide if they'll retry the other counts. A spokesman for the U.S. attorney says that call has already been made, and they will. Newly released state test results show Camden's traditional and Renaissance public schools making slow and steady gains in student performance. Results for charter schools will be released by the New Jersey Education Department next month. It was just 5 years ago those schools were at 4% proficiency in math, 7% in English. Today, they're at 15 and 21%, respectively. Still well off statewide averages of 45 in math, 58 in English. But Camden Superintendent Katrina McCombs notes, particularly in the district's 19 traditional schools, a lot more students are getting close to where they should be.
In grades 3 through 8, we have about 31% of students who are just on the bubble of becoming proficient. And so what we've done is we have directed our school leaders to make the focus of their after-school programming to be targeting those specific students in order to help them to go from that bubble of being near proficient to proficient.
In the higher grades, dropouts are down by half, and the high school graduation rate now sits at about 70%. Good results, McCombs insists, but they still have a ways to go. New Jersey has rejected more than $1 billion worth of permits for a 120-mile-long gas pipeline up north. Governor Phil Murphy announced the decision from the State Department of Environmental Protection, given a federal court decision that Penn East could not use eminent domain to get properties it needs to build the pipeline from the Poconos through to near Trenton. Penn East Pipeline Company vows to continue fighting for the project. The finals of the Unity Cup are set this evening in Chester. We'll have the game on KYW News Radio at about 6 tonight. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney came up with the concept and sat down with KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Team Liberia will take on Team USA.
Any predictions at all?
I love the Liberians, but I'd like to see a little country diversity. But the Liberians are good.
Kenny came up with the idea to highlight the diversity of the city's immigrant population and to showcase parks and rec facilities. And now cities like Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Boston have all inquired on how to follow suit.
If there were 5 or 6 cities, then we take the winner of each city and have another additional tournament. That'd be great.
He hopes to take his second term, assuming he's reelected next month, to solidify the Unity Cup as part of the city's community fabric. Health officials are warning of possible measles exposure at Philadelphia International Airport last week. KYW's John McDevitt has the specific dates and times involved.
On Wednesday, October 2nd, health officials say the potential exposures occurred in Terminal F from 6:30 p.m. to midnight. On Thursday, October 3rd, the potential exposures are as follows. Terminal F from 4 p.m. to midnight. Terminal A from 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And inside the Terminal AB shuttle bus from 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m.
If you think you might have been exposed, get in touch with your physician or call the Pennsylvania Health Department at their toll-free number 1-877-PA-HEALTH. There's a 2-day book festival this weekend in Doylestown. Here's KYW's Das Kuznets.
El Green, co-chair of the Bucks County Book Festival, says even if you're not a big reader, there's something special that happens when you come face-to-face with a storyteller.
We bring 50 authors in to Bucks County over 2 days, and the idea is to connect author and reader and to celebrate literature and to listen to the storytellers of our time.
This is the second year of the festival,
so we're kind of a baby book festival.
And Green says while they have some diversity represented, she says they're vowing to prioritize diversity more next year to improve the event.
In fact, the last participants for input in getting next year's list of authors together. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.